This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in Paul Emmick, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emmick, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Paul, we briefly discussed a little Bart Starr stuff yesterday, but anything else in your brushes with Bart over the years that happened to come to mind by any chance?
You know, Bill, I certainly wish there had been more, you know, from all the stories that you read and everything that you hear. You and Mike Clemens, the segment yesterday at 1 o'clock was obviously terrific. It's back. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot, Bill. I was obviously there for the time that he came back, and I had some brief conversations over the phone throughout the years, especially going back into like 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people obviously had terrific stories to share, and it's nice. And not that we didn't know all of this, and I think that's the best thing is, you know, a lot of people, Bill, when you know, someone passes away or something, you know, something sad, obviously, that's usually when you hear, you know, a lot of stories. I think what's most, like, what should make you know, like, how sincere of a human being he was is that these are stories that people have been sharing since forever. Like,
right.
People are bringing a lot of stuff to light now. Now after having passed away the other day, but this was, I mean, people have been talking about his kindnesses and his impact for years, you know, and dating back to all of this stuff. And I think that's how you know with 100% certainty that everything is, you know, that he was one of the most sincere human beings that anybody who encountered him seemed to have ever met.
Hey, I wanted to get into some Packers chatter because the MMQB, and now Vegas is jumping on board, says that the Packers are the most improved team this offseason. Do you buy that?
Defensively, Bill, I mean, I'm a really, really, really big fan of what they did. I think adding the Smith brothers, Za'Darius and Preston, was huge. I think the Adrian Amos thing was a really good signing, but it wasn't complete without the right free safety to complement him. And then once they traded up and got Savage with, you know, what, the 21st overall pick, once they traded up, I think it really completed the offseason. And I don't know if you have come around more since draft night. You know, I would say that at best you were probably lukewarm on draft night to the Rashawn Gary draft pick. I've watched more on him. I have read more about him. You know, not trying to drink the Kool-Aid. I'm trying to stay objective. I'm not like going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, he's going to be an overwhelming success or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I have continued to watch, the more I have continued to read, and knowing that they don't need to put Rashawn Gary out there tomorrow and play 80% of the snaps, I am like, if you told me like the combination, so here's where my optimism is: Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, Darnell Savage, and Rashawn Gary, either being first round picks or being high value free agents. Those five guys, Bill, and will all of them have tremendous A-plus 2019 seasons? No. You know, or one of them probably going to be beset by an injury at some point? Probably. Like, that's just the odds of being an NFL defensive player. But that, to me, is a substantial upgrade, considering, like, and you know, it's to the point now where we're talking about Josh Jones basically holding out because he doesn't see a role for himself. And 2 years ago, you know, he was thought of, or at least I thought of him as the future replacement for Morgan Burnett. And, before the draft, we were talking about, you know, if not for Savage and that draft pick, who would have played free safety? And we're talking about converting Tremont Williams on a full-time basis or having Raven Green, you know, no disrespect intended, but to be your starter, you obviously need an upgrade if those are your two best options. And the picture that they put together defensively, I am really buying stock into putting those pieces around Mike Patton.
I like what they did defensively. As far as most improved, look, I did a piece last night where everybody wants to jump on board and say, well, this team's headed back to the post. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to the postseason. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to like what Matt LaFleur is selling. I don't know how he's going to run the offense. I don't know how they're going to utilize the run game or how the offensive line is going to come together. I don't know. I think we're all looking for hope where there's a lot of unknown right now.
Yeah, and I think that's true. I mean, like, I remember a conversation you and I had, I want to say it was even before this past season, but it might have been two seasons ago. Some of this ends up blending together, of course. But you and I went through, like, this extended checklist of what-ifs and question marks. And it was substantial. And we said, you know, what if this and what if that? And I think the struggle, though, is if you and I, you know, were the host and analyst of any football team in the league, and we had as much knowledge about the entire NFL as we do about the Packers, we could lay out that what-if list for everybody, you know? And I mean, like, there's just every year there seems to be multiple cases of, and you and I actually recently talked about parity and whether parity is decreasing the NFL. For me, Bill, it comes down to, number one, of course, you need to have Rodgers healthy and available. But if that, and playing well, let's not forget that part, because he's, you know, he's on a little bit of a 2-year decline in terms of, I think, what people think of him as a, you know, an elite quarterback. But I just Bill, if the Packers miss the playoffs this year and Aaron Rodgers in that year plays, you know, the vast majority of games at a healthy level, I cannot foresee a scenario where they are a non-playoff team. And if they are, I don't care that it's only his first year. If the Packers miss the playoffs, how is Matt LaFleur not on the hot seat? Like, I know how crazy that is to say. He's never coached a game yet for the Packers. I get that. But I believe very strongly that what Mark Murphy said is not lip service. There is a clear and firm expectation that Matt LaFleur gets this franchise back into the playoffs, because it's hard to make the playoffs in the NFL. But, man, it 2 years in a row is long enough for the Green Bay Packers. And I think LaFleur knew when he took this job, there is not a window to get better. They need to win right away, and I think he knew that when he took the job.
Paul, great stuff. We'll chat again later in the week, man. Appreciate it, okay?
All right, Billy. See ya.
All right, see ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.